This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. When documentary filmmaker Irena Salina set out to report on the commodification of drinking water back in 2002, she had no idea it would turn out to be a six-year project. But Stephen Starr, the producer of Salina's film, Flow, For Love of Water, says it has remained a very timely topic. Introduced to a strongly positive reception at the Sundance Festival last January, the film also got a special screening at the United Nations just last week.
We had the great privilege of being invited to the United Nations and screening Flow for the General Assembly on the 60th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights being adopted.
They also presented the Assembly with 20,000 petition signatures supporting an addition to that Declaration of Human Rights to include access to fresh water. Although Flow is sharply critical of the international corporations that have been aggressively buying, bottling, and reselling potable water, Starr says they've done nothing illegal, but some things still need to be changed.
They're taking water, and in order to create a return on that, they're tacking on a percentage profit to develop shareholder value. And the real losers in that schema are the people who are at the lower end of the economic spectrum and can't afford water. You know, 1.7 billion people do not have access to clean water on this planet. So clean water is well beyond selling and making profit.
As the filming progressed on locations all over the world, Starr says he was often surprised by some of the things they learned.
I had no idea that 70% of our exposure to toxins in the atmosphere happened through our skin, and therefore much of it happening when we take a shower or a bath. This is a big surprise to me on a personal level. I had no idea that the bottled water industry had less than one person in the federal government overseeing the quality of the water that goes into those bottles.
Starr also learned that the corporate water purveyors were sometimes enabled by international financial agents, such as the World Bank. But even with their backing, he notes, the people of Bolivia rose up to overrule the multinational's takeover of that country's domestic water system.
The World Bank required that Bolivia partner with Bechtel and Suez and others, and it was a disastrous outcome because they failed to successfully engage with the local infrastructure. Their practices were creating mass suffering throughout the population, and the people said, you're out of here. And there was a real fight at a street level to regain control of their water supply, and that tension is happening in a variety of places.
Meanwhile, in this country, Starr says, companies such as Nestle have turned bottled water into a huge profit center, in part by making greatly expanded use of agricultural water rights. One such enterprise, planned near Mount Shasta, was a source of considerable controversy during the past year. It's currently on hold. The film project is long over, but Starr is now working on a web-based tool to aid water rights activists in working together worldwide.
I am building a social network for global water activists called Free Flow, because there's a need for a communication network for activists throughout the world who are working on the issue of water to be in touch with each other so they can collaborate and avoid replication of efforts and rely on each other's expertise and to learn from it and collaborate with each other.
We've got links to the Free Flow website on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. You can also see a trailer for Flow there. Or you can see the whole film tonight, showing for one night only at the Rialto Cinemas Lakeside in Santa Rosa. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.